trivia, discussions, opinions, and the chance to have your say. Welcome to the Topical Resort.
Oh no, we've reached that time again. Yes, it is time that we instead take a slight detour from our usual self and we don't talk about anything Sega related, or rather we do, but we don't have a specific topic. Instead, we're going to be recapping this month in Sega, as well as a bit of last month, because we didn't have an off-topic episode last month, so I didn't believe there was enough content. But this month, we're going to be sort of covering the bits we didn't cover last month, and the stuff of this month, and combining it all into one. But as usual, Jamie is having a go at me. Because when is Jamie not having a go at me and he wants his C64 music back on the stream? To which I reply, no, because I'll be deleting it all tomorrow. Thank you very much. And let's just retweet all of this. Seems good. Okay. So why don't we get on with some music first? For some reason, been in the mood for some Miku at the moment, so why don't we start off with a track from Project Diva X. This is ID, right here on Radio Sega.
Thank you.
Tropical Resort, only on Radio Sega.
Welcome back to the Tropical Resort, right here on Radio Sega. What you just heard there was from Hatsune Miku, Project Diva F, I think it was the first one. That was the MMORPG Addicts theme, because there was talk of Phantasy Star Online in the chat earlier, and that's one of my favourites. And before that, from Hatsune Miku, Project Diva X, that was ID, an absolutely classic song. So, what have we got in terms of news today? That is a good question. Well, we're going to start off with a bit of news from last month that I didn't get to cover, and that also has a lovely segue into a bit of news that came out this month. So why don't we get started, and why don't I turn this up a bit? I'm still rocking the one monitor setup, so this is going to be a bit difficult. So I do apologise if there's some awkward sound mixing and stuff. But in the meantime, why don't you get yourself down onto the Twitter feed, or perhaps the Discord, or perhaps the Facebook, or perhaps the forums, or perhaps whatever you prefer. So, if you ever want to chat about any of the topics coming up today, we obviously have a Twitter at Topical Resort. That is where future live tweets will be coming from throughout this show. Or you can come into our Discord, radiose.go/discord, and you can send us a message there on some of your opinions relating to the news, or Facebook, Radio Sega, forums, if you still use them, go right ahead, I guess. Also, IRC, if you still use that, we're fine with that. That is, I can't even remember. That is radiosc.ga/IRC. If you want to use that. Basically, use anything you can in order to get your opinion across today, because it's going to be a jam-packed one. So first of all, we're going to start off with the Sega Forever news. So for those of you who don't know what Sega Forever is, thank goodness, I'm joking, of course. But Sega Forever is basically a mobile scheme that has been pushed by Sega lately, and they are re-releasing old games onto mobile under the brand Sega Forever. It's basically a publicity stunt, because they just wanted to re-release some mobile games with in-app purchases. And the best way to do that is, we'll drum it up as something bigger than it actually is, and that's sort of what Sega Forever is. They're making it seem like it was this massive move for the company, and it was going to be like the biggest thing, and then it was just mobile game streaming service. So, still, but we got some news relating to that, so I'm going to get over onto our good friends the Sega Nerds, who I'm going to thank very much for helping with the news today, and we'll be reading out some of the news relating to Sega Forever, because there's been quite a few bits of news. So, let's find it first. That's not the one I was looking for, of course. Come on. There's a ton of stuff on Sega Forever, but I guess I'll start with this article. Supposedly, Sega is interested in bringing indie titles to Sega Forever service. Let's take a read into this quickly. So, they basically want to bring Mega Drive indie games and perhaps Dreamcast indie games? I'm not sure. I'm just sort of like skim reading through this. They're investigating with indie devs, and they are looking into Dreamcast and Mega Drive indie games on the service, which I think would be a super cool idea. You know, get some official love for unofficial games, even if they are probably better on the original console, but don't tell them I said that. Aside from that, in other Sega Forever news, we have... I have to scroll quite a bit back for this into last month. Here we go. Okay, so Sega Forever started off with a few titles. One of them was Phantasy Star 2, which, by the way, was about 200 megabytes, most of which was filled with advertisements. Altered Beast was also on the service, Kid Chameleon was on the service, and Sonic the Hedgehog, the original Christian Whitehead version, was converted onto the service. Basically, all of these games have one thing in common. They're all free to play, meaning... they're free to play, but you need in-app purchase to get exclusive save or exclusive saving features to remove adverts, all that sort of stuff. And it's quite a scummy move, in my opinion. I'd rather just play flat out for the games rather than being sort of lured in because they're free and having to buy them. But that's just me. They attempted. This is something I should mention. They actually attempted earlier on to implement this into Sonic CD. Which was a little bit of a test, to probably test the waters for Sega Forever. I covered that video on my YouTube channel a while back, and I don't remember if I still have the link to it. But basically, they just added in-app purchases, they added a bunch of tracking stuff, like tracking your age, all that, and tailored adverts. There were a ton of them everywhere, unless you paid. And a nice thing is, even if you have paid for the original Sonic 1 remake, your in-app purchase doesn't transfer over and you have to repay for it. Isn't that just a lovely move? Yes, it is. Oh, I also missed Comic Zone off the list, which is probably the most notable one because that was the one people were complaining about the most. Aside from that, recently added to the service was Revenge of Shinobi, aka Chinatown the Game. But not really an awful lot to say about that because I haven't played it myself. But supposedly they changed the title screen to change the main character on the title screen, and that also makes a prediction that I made earlier correct. If I can find the image, I know it's on PT's Twitter, so I'll look on his Twitter. But when I was basically data mining the files within these Comic Zone APK, I found a few image files. Where are they? Yeah, I found a few image files that are slightly revealing. So the first one is revengeofshinobi.png, and bear in mind I found this back in June. Revengeofshinobi.png, this was before Revenge of Shinobi was announced as a service, so it makes my prediction for the other two, which I also found in the data, probably correct. So, sometime in the future, we can probably be expecting to see Super Thunder Blade and Vector Man on the Sega Forever service. So, I don't know, give a thumbs up if you're happy for Vector Man. I think certainly Vector Man is going to be a good game for the service, but I'm not sure how well the emulator is going to handle it, because if it can't handle Comic Zone, it has no luck handling Vector Man, personally. Aside from that, I think that's all for Sega Forever, but that sort of is a nice segue into today's news piece, because if I can find it, it's on the second page, I think. Ah, here it is. At Games announces HDMI Genesis Flashback. And basically, At Games make, not knockoffs, what's the correct word? They make first-party clones of Sega's consoles and re-release them. In past, they've been known for their poor audio quality, their horrible video signal, and their awful wireless controllers. Not really something you want to be getting into. But they've re-released an HDMI one, and the HDMI one has a whole different set of issues. Since it's no longer running through the incredibly grainy composite which the old ones had, it wasn't even nice-looking composite, because it was the cheapest possible parts. But the HDMI one supposedly has a video stuttering issue, which the previous ones never had. And on top of that, it probably doesn't honestly look that nice, so I imagine they cheaped out on the HDMI parts. But on top of that, I've heard the emulation is, as usual, poor. There's poor game compatibility, and the wireless controllers probably aren't much better than they were before. So overall, you tried. You got nowhere, but you tried. That's the main thing. I'm honestly not sure how they still have the license, because At Games have made terrible clone after terrible clone, and Sega obviously know how terrible the clones are, but yet they haven't pulled the license off them, so I'm not really sure what's going on that front, but we're going to have to see later on. But for now, we're going to see what you guys have to say. But first, let me post something. Ignore me. There we go, okay. I'm not very quick at making these tweets, apparently. So, Twinny is saying F or F in reference to Project Diva F. Who knows? But, Jamie also says, I'm so glad I purchased Sonic 1's remake before Sega Forever. So am I, because I imagine they're going to butcher the Sonic 2 port as well. But if you didn't buy them, but you don't want to pay for the adverts and you want a version of the game that isn't butchered, YouTube is your friend. I actually bought these games back in the day and I updated and I didn't get my in-app purchases back. So I'm like, okay, I'm getting it off YouTube now. Goodbye. And Jamie also says, another clone by At Games, Sega really need to take their license away from them. Exactly. Like, Sonic Yoda on Twitter earlier proposed this, and I think this is a very good idea. Seeing how At Games' emulation, which is stolen, is doing very well, why have they not hired At Games yet to make a console rather than a company which is known for being unreliable? It really makes yourself think, doesn't it? But aside from that, you've got plenty of places to get your opinion in that I've already read out. And in the meantime, we're going to be taking a music break. And we're going to be playing some music from the games that we just talked about. And I looked up the Sega Forever mixtape, because I didn't get sent one. Quite sad, I know. But we're going to be starting off with one of the first tracks on the Sega Forever mixtape. This is the Space Harrier theme from Space Harrier 2. So, you're listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7, and this is the Topical Resort, playing the best topical music 24/7. Enjoy, dammit. We'll be right back.
Up next, Request Resort. Send your request relating to the topic of the episode in a tweet to @RadioSega or the Green Viper 8, or send it in a Discord DM to Green Viper 8 through our Discord server at radiose.ga/Discord.
And welcome back to the show. What you just heard there was from Space Harrier 2. That was the Space Harrier theme. And after that, from Vectorman, that was Day 1 Terraport, Day 6 Bamboo Mill. And now, I just forgot to mention something earlier about Sega Forever. There was a bit of a debacle with RetroArch, LibRetro, the well-known creators and well-loved creators of the RetroArch emulator. Basically, they were contracted by one of Sega's subsidiaries to make a mobile emulator for Mega Drive games, which they did, and they made a demo. But Sega's subsidiary asked them to basically some very shady questions. They asked them to remove their watermarks and give them the demo early, I think. Stuff like that happened. And they eventually complied, but they left in the watermark in the iOS version. It was unknown originally whether this prototype... Oh, sorry. It was unknown... Okay, right, sorry. The demo was finished, and then they were never contracted to finish it further. So it was assumed at the time the games were released that they were running on a stolen RetroArch, or a stolen version of RetroArch that was modified to run Mega Drive games. However, it was later debunked that the reason the emulation is so buggy is because it's actually on Unity. And honestly, the unfinished demo would have probably been a better product than the Unity emulator that they came up with in the end, because it is a horrible mess to work out with. But aside from that, we're now going to get on with our next topic, which is the Sonic Archie situation. So for those of you who don't know, recently, or I say recently, but for the past few months, Archie's sort of been going through some dry spots, what with their Ken Penders lawsuit and the lack of attention towards Sonic and the attention towards Riverdale. It was sort of a situation where they weren't paying attention to Sonic and they didn't have enough money to continue making Sonic, and eventually this led to Sega stepping in, and for months, Archie and Sega declined to comment on what happened to Sonic comics. No new issues were being made, pre-orders were just staying stagnant, people were paying for this and they weren't getting their comics, mind you. So it was a very poorly handled situation, and then a few months later at San Diego Comic-Con, they announced that Archie Comics will no longer be making the Sonic comics after 24 years, which makes it the longest running video game comic ever according to the Guinness Book of World Records. However, it's not all bad news, because Sonic has now been transferred over to IDW Comics, who is basically a behemoth of franchise comics, such as, I know they have stuff like Transformers, I know they have Doctor Who, I cannot think of anything else, because they're just the two that people mention. But they have a ton of different franchises, so that is a good potential crossover there. But doing some background checks, it also seems as if they don't have any like shady history, like not like the massive Ken Penders lawsuit, or they don't really have any like bad stuff to their name particularly, which makes them a much nicer fit for the comics in my opinion. So my personal opinion is it's sad to see Archie go, and they've made some many great comics, and the eventually after the whole soft reboot thing that happened at the end of Worlds Collide, I think it did finally find its footing, especially with the new writers over the old writers. However, it's not all gloom and doom, because there is still a chance for the old writers to come back due to the fact that they were independent and freelancers, meaning that IDW could technically bring back Tracy Yardley and Flynn, all those sorts of people from the old comic, to work on the new comic. Jamie is saying, it was 24 years and IDW also have My Little Pony. Rainbow Dash vs. Sonic can now be official. Let the race commence. Of course, I forgot you're a massive Pony fan. But yes, that is technically something that could happen, and I feel like that would, out of all the crossovers they could do, that would most likely be the most fitting one they could do. Because they're very sort of similar in that way. So, I mean, I guess if you want to do that, go right ahead. I mean, it's not my sort of thing, but I know it's some people's thing. Aside from that, what are your opinions on the move to IDW and the move away from Archie Comics? It's good that we're away from Ken Penders, because, actually, I lie, it's sad that we're away from Ken Penders, because I'm going to miss the Laura Sue Chronicles. Oh, what a great series. The first page uses stock images from Google. Oh, it's going to be a good series. Yes, he fought tooth and nail to actually win back his OC fetish echidnas that he drew for Sonic. And he won, and they look horrifying. So you have that to look forward to in case you don't like the Sonic comics. And we now have a few more people entering the chat, so welcome to Tardises and welcome to Lost Impact. How are you both doing today? I mean, one thing I actually forgot to mention, the release date, of course. The release date is currently around 2018 for the Sonic comics, and it's going to be a fresh start for both of them. Which means it's going to be a fresh start, so probably a new reboot. And as Lost Impact has pointed out, that will most likely mean no Freedom Fighters. So, the cast from the Sonic Saturn cartoons, such as Sally, Rhoda, all those sorts of people, are sadly going to not probably be in this one anymore, because I presume Archie is clinging onto those rights so very dearly. Aside from that, yeah, 2018 is the expected release date. I'm hoping they're getting back into the swing of it as quickly as possible. But they probably won't, but it's still, it's worth a go. Literally just announced on Twitter, the Sega Addicts are coming back with their 24-hour Dreamless Dreamcast Marathon this year, which is raising money for Extra Life, I believe it is. Yeah, is it? Extra Life. So that'll be taking place, of course, on $9.99, or rather, in this case, $9.917. At 7 a.m. EST, so that is 12 o'clock in the afternoon for all us Brits. And the prize for whoever views the longest is a Dreamcast console and a blue VMU. The cheapest VMU, nothing. You can 20 says you can say IDW Sonic is getting a soft reboot. I was, from what they've been saying and through what I've been hearing through Donnie, because thank God for Donnie in this situation, supposedly they keep using the word a new start a lot, a new beginning, a new start, and supposedly from the way they're wording it, it's going to be a complete hard reboot. So not just like a soft reboot where they completely change up the stories and remove some characters, it seems like it's going to start completely from scratch. Whereas the last soft reboot started with some of the same characters and obviously them sort of knowing what happened, this is just going to be a completely new universe, so fresh slate, completely new start. But anyway, we're going to get on with some more music, and this is the Request Resort segment. And what is the Request Resort segment? That's a good question. The Request Resort segment is where you can request music relating to the topic of the episode, except just one issue. There is no topic for this episode. So instead, what are you going to do? Well, it's simple. Just request any music whatsoever, as long as it's video game related. It can be Sega, non-Sega, but we're going to try and keep the non-Sega to a minimum in this case. But you can get it in through Discord. My name on Discord is GreenViper8. Add me through there, or join our server, radiose.ga/discord. You have three places to message us on Twitter. You can message us at Radio Sega, at the Green Viper 8, or at Topical Resort. or you can send us a message through our email, topicalresort@gmail.com, or you can send me a private message through the forum. I am Green Vibrate on the forum. Oh, that is a lot of places you can get in requests, but yes. Lost Impact says, the Larasu Chronicles are terrifying. Don't know why I decided to Google it. You'll be thankful that you Googled it, because you get many great images. Also, from the last day of Comic-Con, Ken Penders tweeted out an absolute glorious picture of Sonic, which I will now be putting in the Discord. I'm going to be honest, it's actually pretty hot. Yeah, no, I'm joking, of course. I'm joking! It is absolutely disgusting. And, of course, he is complaining about everyone on Twitter. This just in, Ken Penders is being Ken Penders. So I'm going to post this in the Discord for your viewing pleasure. No, that's not for your viewing pleasure. This one's for your viewing pleasure. There you go, that is horrifying. Sleep easy tonight looking at that. And, speaking of sleep easy, Loris, who's horrifying. But anyway, as for now, you can still send in your request while the music is playing, but we are going to get on with some music. So I'm going to start off with a request from Electric Boogaloo on Discord. This is from Last Survivor, the version on the FM Town Smartier, a very unknown console. And this is track 6, right here, on the Topical Resort.
Request Resort.
comes on.
And welcome back to the Topical Resort. What you just heard there was from Club Sega 2 Beat Grooves. That was We Are Burning Rangers, or more specifically, the remix version, as requested by Twinny. Before that, from Let's Tap, that was the absolute classic Tap to Papapaya long version, as requested by Lost Impact. No, it wasn't requested by me for once in my life. Before that, from the Gianna Sisters' Twisted Dreams, that was In Game 2, Machine Supremacy version. No, I did not spell it wrong. That was how it was tagged when I actually downloaded it from the website Jamie linked me to, because it was requested by Jamie. I did, however, spell it wrong on the Twitter feed, so twice actually, so I apologise for that. And before that, from Last Survivor FM Towns Marty version, that was track 6, as requested by Electric Boogaloo. And now we are on to the obligatory Sonic news. So we're going to be talking about some Sonic Forces and some Sonic Mania. So, let us go to our good friends at the Sega Nerds once again. So, the most current piece of news, EB Games leaked the Sonic Forces release date and then retracts it, so we have no clue if it is genuine or not, because this happened with Mania as well, and it was wrong there. So, they estimated it was released on the 7th of November 2017, which is a Tuesday, which wouldn't be far off the real date. Honestly, so we'll find out what happens with that. But then they retracted it, so it's no longer on their website. Sonic Mania. There was a lot of details revealed about that at Comic-Con. So, the special stages were revealed. It's a massive mashup. It's a mashup of the Sonic 3D Blast special stage polygon models. It's a mashup of the Blue Spheres. It's a mashup of Sonic 1. It's a mashup of Sonic CD. It's a ton of different games jam-packed into one, and it looks so good. The game was originally named Sonic Discovery, and Mania had been in talks since early 2016. It's my original theory that Sonic 3 Remastered was cancelled to work on Sonic Mania is actually wrong, so I do apologise for that. As for other things... supposedly the game was only greenlit because Takashi Iizuka saw faith in the game with the Studiopolis zone. And, aside from that... The story takes place after Sonic 3 and Knuckles. It is said that Eggman is heavily depressed and his minions have gone rogue, leading to the hard-boiled heavies that appear in the game. You can read the summary on Twitter in various different places, but I'm going to keep it sort of brief because we got Sonic Forces news to get through as well. As for Sonic Forces, the Enter Infinite trailer and the theme song was released. So the Enter Infinite trailer is the trailer for the main villain, Infinite, and he is edgy. You could cut yourself if you're not careful. So many spikes, indeed. Let me turn that light on, because it's dark. It's only 8 o'clock and it's pitch black, that's worrying. But, yes, the theme song will be playing a bit later, but the theme song is very good. But Lost Impact gets very annoyed when you say it sounds like a Shadow the Hedgehog song. So it doesn't sound like a Shadow the Hedgehog song. Eggman's depression isn't in the story. Well, in that case, blame the people over at Sega Nerds, because that's not my fault. Sonic Mania's PC requirements were revealed. The minimum is Windows 7, Pentium 4 1.6GHz processor, 2GB of RAM, DirectX 9.0C compatible card, DirectX new version 9, storage, you only need 400MB to play the game, and sound card DirectX 9. So, according to a bunch of different places, there have been a ton of optimizations, so anything newer than about 2001 can run Sonic Mania. Now, that is pretty cool, in my opinion, because you can actually now play Sonic Mania on anything. You don't need to own a current up-to-gen system. You can practically play it on most PCs, which I think is really cool. Oh yeah, we also had the release of the Sonic Forces main theme titled Fist Bump. However, people were incorrectly saying that it's the real version, when it's not. It's actually just, I believe it's just a snippet, and we're going to probably get more, obviously, later revealed. What else we got? The Sonic Mania vinyl was released recently. There was a limited edition and a normal edition, and... no one's told me it's been taken down, so I believe the link is still up and you can still order a Sonic Mania vinyl, a record, a real physical record of Sonic Mania, as well as a digital version of the soundtrack. And aside from that, that is pretty much it in Sonic Forces and Sonic Mania news. As always, going to give my rundown on what I think of Sonic Forces and Sonic Mania. And obviously, Sonic Mania is shaping up to be an absolutely fantastic 10 out of 10 phenomenal game. It's going to be amazing, going to get it day one, going to blast through it, going to have tons of fun. It's going to be awesome. Sonic Forces, hate to be the bringer of bad news, is the way everyone starts off their video, so I'm not going to start off mine like that. Sonic Forces looks decent. At the very worst, it will be mediocre. But, I think people are just over-exaggerating. I think it's going to be decent. I don't think it's going to be like the best game ever, certainly, but I don't think it will be the worst game ever, in fact, far from it. But we don't really have enough information to base on whether the whole game is going to be good or just whether the snippets we've seen are going to be the worst thing to happen. Crush 40 aren't doing the main theme. But as always, I'd like to know your opinions. What do you think of Sonic Mania? What do you think of Sonic Forces? What do you think of the news revealed? But as for now, we're going to get on with some more music. So... from Sonic Forces, this is Fist Bump, the main theme, right here on the Topical Resort.
Together we can show the world what we can do. You are next to me and I'm next to you. Pushing on through until the battle's won. No one's gonna give a thing to us. Into each other we put our trust. Standing united after the fight. All alone we will never be. The two of us are holding the key. We see today what we couldn't.
Resort only on Radio Sega. Topical thesis.
That wasn't right. Absolute idiot, I pressed the wrong button. Apologies. So now we will be getting back to our regularly scheduled programming. That's a bit more like how it should be done, shouldn't it? Yes, welcome back to the Topical Resort. This time, we were actually planned to come back. What you just heard there was from Sonic Forces. That was the theme of Infinite, a rather edgy song, if I do say so myself. And before that, also from Sonic Forces, that was a preview of Fist Bump, the main theme of the game. And as you heard our lovely announcer lady say, it's now time for the Topical Thesis. And today's Topical Thesis, should Sega focus more on classic Sonic in the future? As always, with the topical thesis, my 3 points for the argument, 3 points against the argument, and we come to a justified conclusion on whether we agree or disagree. The opinion itself can perhaps come from around the community, it can be my own opinion, it can be something that one of you lovely people have sent in to me. Either way, I give my opinion on the opinion. And I want to hear your opinion on the opinion through our social medias, which I will read out in a bit. But for now, our points for the argument. The Sonic fans can't decide what they want. This is an obvious one. If Sonic fans can't decide what they want, then give the people who actually care about the franchise what they want, because they go back and forth quite a lot. One second they wanted boost gameplay, and then when Sonic Forces happened, no, we don't want boost gameplay, we want classic gameplay. Okay, we'll give you Forces. No, not Forces, we'll give you Mania. No, we don't want Mania, we want something else. Make up your mind is basically what I'm saying. Give it to people who actually want stuff, perhaps the classic Mega Drive fans, who no longer play Sonic games. Perhaps they want to get back into the series, and perhaps that would be with some classic games. It could bring back an audience who currently stopped playing video games when it went to 3D. I know a lot of people like this. This is one of the main reasons actually the new Super Mario Bros. Series was created, because there was a massive divide. There were people who used to play video games, a huge market of people who used to play video games, but just stopped when they went 3D because they didn't like how complex they were. This is the same for Sonic. If Mario has a massive spin-off series relating to 2D games, why can't there be a massive 2D spin-off series relating to Sonic, or why can't it just be the main focus in general, perhaps? And Sonic Mania may get better reviews than the new 3D entries, giving Sonic a good word of mouth. Not saying Forces is going to be a bad game, but I don't think critics are going to like it. I think critics are going to pan it. Whereas Sonic Mania, I think critics are going to be incredibly positive towards it. So surely Sega want to continue with games that give them good word of mouth, rather than continuing with games that get them bad word of mouth and are less likely to push games. As for, though, points against, many Sonic fans will outcry and cause negative backlash. They won't want, despite the fact they said they wanted Classic Sonic, they won't want Classic Sonic, they'll want Modern Sonic. And they'll cry and cause backlash and write tons of negative reviews, which in the end will actually create more negative reviews than Sonic Forces will get anyway, so why does it matter in the end? Currently the 2D games are digital only, meaning there is less of a profit margin and less sales. Point in case, Sonic Mania, and also, 20 did my job for me there by retweeting, thank you. Yeah, but Sonic Mania is currently only digital only, and I know people are going to say, the collector's edition, but that's digital only technically, because it just gives you a download code for the digital version of the game. My point is, the people you're trying to market to with Sonic Mania aren't exactly the most tech-savvy. The people who you're marketing to Sonic Mania are in their 30s and 40s and, you know, aren't particularly still into video games, so how are they going to know how to do a digital download through Steam? You know, they're just going to want a disc and pop it in, that's how it works most conveniently for them, and you're sort of pushing away your target audience if you're just making digital-only games, especially if your main focus is going to be digital-only games. That presents a bit of a problem. And also, the content in the classic games is usually lower, meaning a full-price game with not a lot of content. It's not like modern Sonic games have a particularly big amount of content either, but the classic Sonic games typically only last an hour or two, which, you know, for a big £60 game isn't going to last you a long time and will feel like a bit of a rip-off. So even if they did make physical versions, perhaps they would need to look into making more content for the games themselves rather than focusing on making a disc, it seems. But as for my opinion on the opinion, as for my conclusion, although I believe there will be a downside to dropping Modern Sonic and focusing entirely on an old section of the franchise, that seems to be the strongest side of the brand quality-wise and the best-selling side of the brand, as well as the best marketed side of the brand. So I believe that Sega should focus more on Classic Sonic instead of Modern Sonic in the foreseeable future. What are your opinions? You've got many places you can list your opinion. Perhaps through our Discord server, radiose.ga/Discord, or through our Twitter feed, at Radio Sega, at The Green Vibe 8, or at Topical Resort, or use the hashtag Topical Resort, or Facebook. Our Facebook is just Radio Sega, or perhaps you can send me a message through my email, topicalresort@gmail.com, or you can send me a PM through the forum if you're feeling particularly shy. I am Green Vibe 8 over on the forum. As for now, we're going to read out what you guys have been saying in the chat. So, we just had the return of SarahRose96. How are you doing today? Lost Impact gave their opinion on Forces. Lost Impact says, I'm expecting uncontrollable Sonic running down corridors, awaiting instant death traps, and then rest boring and long levels, which you are forced to complete the game. Awful story of unskippable cutscenes, boring music, meh graphics. I wanted Shadow the Hedgehog 2 instead. While I would admit we all want Edgy the Hedgy Part 2, Part 7, Electric Boogaloo, I don't think that's going to happen realistically, but Sonic Forces, I don't necessarily agree with the things you're saying. I think there is a lot more hope, and after all, people are like, Sonic Team, we can't trust you to make a game anymore. But, like, Sonic Team have made plenty of games that people loved, including the much-loved Colors and Generations, which people seem to love comparing this game to. So there is still a hope, even though they're not necessarily reflecting the final product, per se, what you're seeing. There's still half a year to go. They do still have time to change things, because I imagine they're almost complete with the game now. Aside from that, Twinny is mentioning how he likes the Infinite theme, and Lost Impact says how Infinite and Fist Bump both grew on them. Fist Bump really needs better lyrics, though. I disagree, I quite like the lyrics. I think this is best said on the Voice of Sega, or hashtag The Boys of Sega, with Dr. Skotnik. Sonic music knows it's cheesy, and unlike other games where it tries to hide it and tries to make it as deep as possible, I think Sonic music tries to embrace it, and this song definitely embraces it. It just, it knows it's cheesy, and it loves that it's cheesy. And I think that's the best part about it. If they were going for something super serious and, well, for a lack of a better term, overdramatic, then I think I'd start to see a problem with the lyrics, but I think the lyrics are perfect currently at the moment. And Lost Impact has gotten another opinion. Sega already focus on classic Sonic, though. How many 3D games have we got recently compared to 2D games? I can answer that. Plenty. And even the so-called 3D games are 80% 2D, like Colors. The last fully 3D game, main series game, Sonic series got was 06, over 10 years ago, unless you count Black Knight. Clearly they need to focus on Shadow the Hedgehog instead. Personally, I don't enjoy 2D games that much. I prefer 3D games in general. Same with Sonic. I personally have to disagree. I don't think it's necessarily biased, because I used to hate these games, but I think Classic Sonic is something that grows on people over time, because I really didn't like Classic Sonic, even though I sort of played it when I was younger. Like, I played the Master System versions and I played the Mega Drive versions, but I was never very good at either of them, so I didn't really enjoy them as much as I should have. But especially like Sonic 2 for the Mega Drive, I really didn't like that game, but that game, as well as Sonic 1 on the Mega Drive, have just grown on me over time. I think they're games that get better the sort of more experienced you get with gaming. You start to really appreciate them a lot more. Same with Sonic CD, except that's a lot more pick up and play than the first two games, I believe. Or in terms of pick up and play, in terms of how much you are willing to concentrate on them and get into them. But we have got, I'm guessing you're counting the boost games in that list of 2D games, because 2D games, we've really got both the Sonic 4, so that's 2, Mania, which is 3, and Part of Generations, I'll give you that, that's 4. In recent years, how many 3D games have we had? We've had 06, Unleashed, Colors, Generations, Lost World, Rise of Lyric, Sonic Forces, 7. 7 in total compared to the 4 that I counted. Unless you're counting other games, I'm not sure how that argument stacks up, personally. But I'm going to go and check the Twitter feed to see if you guys have been saying anything over there. No, you have not. Aside from that, I have plenty of other places that I could be checking, so let's check my email. And my forum doesn't have anything on it. Lost Impact says 3D segments are just running down, learning a corridors, watching scripted events. Parts, Colors, and Unleashed being 2D, which is where Generations got some of the elements from. Exactly, I don't think Generations would even have happened if it weren't for those two games, because I think that's what inspired them to originally give back the 2D spark. And that's what eventually became the concept for Sonic Generations. Sadly, we don't have any more spam emails on my Topical Resort Gmail. It's quite sad, because I did enjoy reading out the last one last week. Lost Impact also says, but the adventure games and 06 segments had 2D sections. But did, what part of the adventure games had 2D segments? I think we're going to count the part in Adventure 2, the one single time you go into 2D in Adventure 2 in Green Hill Zone, where you're running through the loop. I'm joking, of course, but yeah. Oh, but Adventure and 06 had 2D sections in Generations. I see. Also, Electric Boogaloo is now in the chat. Welcome to Electric Boogaloo. I'm just sort of waiting to see if anybody else has anything to say, and if they don't, well, too bad. Well, there are a lot of you currently tuned in. Thank you, and welcome to everyone who is currently listening to my lovely topical resort. I say lovely, it's not very lovely at all, but there we go. We're going to have to get on because we're running out of time, so we're going to play you some music from Sonic Mania. This is Time Trials, the pre-order theme trailer, right here on Radio Sega.
missed an episode and want to catch up? Want to re-educate yourself on the topic of a previous show? Download our podcast from the Radio Sega Media section, subscribe to us on iTunes, or stream the show through Stitcher. Discord Cooling.
Yeah, you lovely people already know what to do. It's time for the Discord call-in, where I will take your calls for 10 minutes because I need to get on with the rest of the show, but I'll take your calls for 10 minutes. So what you need to do is join radiose.ga/discord and get in the chill out section right now. And obviously we have our usual, but I'm going to read out what you just heard there. So, from Sonic Mania, that was Special Stage, Dimension Heist. Before that was Theme of the Hardboiled Heavies, and before that was Time Trial pre-order trailer theme, all from Sonic Mania, although Time Trials was from Hyper Potions. They were the ones who composed that. That's for now with my awful connection. This is the first time I've done this on this PC, so it's going to crash and burn, but it's time to drag in Mr. Wonder Man. Turn your radio off.
Am I the only person that comes on this show these days?
Yes.
Oh, that's a bit boring.
It is a bit boring indeed, but I forgot to tweet about this. So, anyway, Jamie, what would you like to talk about today?
Talk about today?
Yes, what would you like to talk about? Because you can talk about anything, you know.
Well, then again, I always go talk off topic anyway, so what does it matter?
Yeah, but now you get to go off topic and I don't have to shout at you.
You don't shout at me anyway.
Jamie, I've had enough of you! Right, okay, go on.
So, with you just playing the special stage music from Sonic Mania, what are your thoughts on the special stage?
My thoughts on the special stage? They look decent. Sorry, hang on. I'll be able to comment in a second. Okay, there we go. That's done. My thoughts on the special stage? I think they look unique. I haven't seen enough footage of them to sort of determine my opinion on them yet, because I don't know whether they control well, whether they control awkwardly. And also, I forgot, sorry, I need to quickly mention this. If there's any audio issues with Jamie, please let me know now, because I won't be able to tell.
But what do you think of the idea of the special stage?
I think it is a very good idea, just mashing up every aspect of classic Sonic special stages into something new, like squeezing every bit of life out of all the old concepts that they could.
Let's see, what is it? Collecting blue spheres from Sonic 3, or Sonic and Knuckles, or whatever. Collecting rings, which you had to do in Sonic 2. Chasing new UFOs in Sonic CD, and it only has graphical elements from Sonic 1.
It also has graphical... I can't remember, did you mention 3D Blast for the Saturn?
I'm not going down that path.
I'm counting that just because it's the model is practically identical to the 3D Blast model, as Electric Boogaloo quite rightly said.
I don't know, it looks more 3D than the 3D last month, Sprite.
Yeah, but we're talking about the Saturn version, not the, not the Mega.
I'll show
you the, See, this time I'm typing on the keyboard and I'm actually talking at the same time, it's not like last night. Ooh. But for reference, this is what the Sonic 3D Blast special stages on the Saturn look like for those of you who are on the Discord. Also, for some reason, my voice connected is on yellow, where it used to be on green on my old computer. I don't know why.
I don't know why, but Sonic's model didn't remind me of that.
Yeah, it doesn't at first. When I saw it a few times, it reminded me of it afterwards, I think.
It mainly reminded me of the Sonic Jam model.
It is quite similar, actually, now that I think about it, yeah. Sonic Jam's a great game as well, or like the Sonic World parts are, at least.
seeing that technically it's a beta.
Yeah, I was going to say, but now I need to ask your opinion. So what's your opinion on these special stages, Jamie?
Well, at first I was kind of put off by it because I thought with what we saw a picture of, I think it was last year, of the Blue Spheres special stage, I thought it was going down that route.
And I don't think they really did in the end. Like, or I think that was a joke on their end. Like, they showed that screenshot on purpose to make people go, oh my goodness, they extended the special stage. But then they didn't actually do the special stage. It was all just a massive joke. Just like this.
But another thought when I saw that as well, could that have been a slight bit of concept they had for when they was remaking Sonic 3?
That could have just been a leftover at that time, because maybe they might not have actually finished the, they might not have finished special stages at the time, but at the same time, I'm still leaning more towards it was just a joke on their end to see if they could trick, how many news sites they could trick into reporting on it in one day before they took it down.
From the looks of things, though, it's looking like they took the element of getting into the special stages from 3 and Knuckles.
Oh, yeah, because they took the giant rings, didn't they?
What I've noticed in some of the gameplay footage we've seen, those like wireframe models of the giant rings.
Well, it's just the inspiration rather than directly taking from Sonic 3, which I think is a better thing, honestly, than just taking directly from Sonic 3.
Instead of taking from, but I also believe it could be with the rings not actually showing up as such, could it be where you need to collect 50 wins to get into a special stage again?
Maybe, and I hope that's sort of the case. I don't probably hope that's sort of the case, because it makes the Chaos Emeralds more accessible, should I say. Because the whole point of the giant rings was that you didn't need to go through the pain of collecting 50 rings, and then only getting a few shots at getting the emeralds.
I don't know if you played it right. You had the plenty of shots to get the emeralds, especially when hitting marble.
In Sonic 1, you barely had any though. Like, that's what I was referencing the originals, which is why I think the giant ring approach is a bit better. Because Sonic 1, you get how many opportunities? It's a really small number. I think it's about 10, and you have six Chaos Emeralds. I know it's a very small number, because you can't get it on Act 3, and
How many zones was there in Sonic 1 again? There was Green Hill, Starlight, Marble,
seven, isn't there, Spring, in the Grand Final.
Scrap, Labyrinth. So there was 14 opportunities.
No, but there wasn't, because they're Act 3's don't have it, and then I don't believe Scrap Brain 2 or 3 have it.
So 13
other levels.
13 opportunities to get the Chaos Emeralds. Then
I believe there's less than that, because I remember.
No, because all Acts 1 and 2's had the special wins, apart from Scrap Brain 2, like you said, and Scrap Brain 3 never had it, and Final Zone never had it.
I know there used to be like a guide on this, because I used to have it. Oh, I know where it is. In the meantime, keep talking while I look this up.
And Sonic 2, you had you could basically get all the Chaos Emeralds before Eggman in Emerald Hill.
Ah, here we go. Here's the guide.
When I say 13 opportunities.
No, I'm just still trying to find, like, the list. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. There are 10 opportunities, as I rightfully said. Both Green Hill Act 1, Green Hill Act 2, Marble 1, Marble 2, Spring Yard 1, Spring Yard 2, Labyrinth 1, Labyrinth 2, Starlight 1, Starlight 2, and none of the Scrap Brain levels.
I'm pretty sure you could get a giant win in Scrap Brain 1.
Maybe in Scrap Brain 1, yeah, but that's still only 11 at the end of the day. And there are 6 emeralds, so that only leaves you like 2 or 3. Oh, sorry, 4 extra opportunities. Or 5, we'll go 5. 5 extra opportunities to get the emeralds, but obviously it's super easy to miss them in that game. My point is, the giant ring approach makes it a lot easier because there's so many giant rings. And as Eclipse rightfully said in the chat, no you can't. So there we go, Jamie. Electric Boogaloo also brought up a good point. Fun fact, while Traveller's Tales in the UK developed the bulk of 3D Blast, the Saturn Special Stages were developed by Sonic Team in Japan.
No wonder it was all samey.
Exactly. Anyway, Jamie, go on.
Then again, the Mega Drive Special Stages weren't exactly the best. They were too easy.
Yeah, true. But anyway, Jamie, have you got any last thoughts on Sonic Mania in general before I send you back to the chillout?
I don't know. I think for Sonic Mania so far, I think the only thing I'm looking forward to is you sucking on your little marathon.
Yeah, how about you shut up?
Oh, let's see you fail on Sonic 3 and Knuckles.
I'm decent at Sonic 3. I'm better at Sonic 3 and Knuckles than I am at 1 and 2, I think. But yeah, I will probably fail quite a lot in Sonic 3 and Knuckles.
I get to mock you.
I mostly don't mess up at Sonic 3 and Knuckles, but I'd start having to save state at Death Egg. Oh, the only other time I really do it is in the special stages, but that's because I don't want to waste time in special stages, like getting the giant rings all over again.
Would you be going for perfects?
No. You suck. Why would I go for perfects, though? It just gives you a continue that I won't need, because I'm going to grind for lives in launch base. See, I got this all covered, Jamie. Anyway,
you got it covered, but we'll soon see.
Yeah, we'll soon see. We'll soon see how hard I suck. But anyway, any last words? Going to scream or anything? So directly.
I almost dropped my phone.
Jamie, what is that language? This is a PG stream.
Sorry.
And on that note, I guess we'll be seeing you later, Mr. Wonderman.
That's what you get for dropping it on what's basically hard concrete.
Sayonara.
See ya, sorry for the language.
Sayonara, Jamie, the Wonder Man. And that was Jamie, and now we are going to be moving on to the Toppy Mix segment. And people never know how this one works. It's how the Toppy Mix segment works. It's a Sega track, which doesn't relate to the topic of the episode, a remix, which relates to the topic of the episode, and a non-Sega track, which doesn't relate to the topic of the episode. So when I play Mario music, you cannot complain. However, we're going to be starting off with another Vocaloid track because it's a nice song, damn it! And I wrote down the songs used in this part of the show before the rest of it. So, from Hatsune Miku Project Diva Arcade, this is Deep Sea Girl, right here on the Topical Resort.
Let's get scratching. にも見つけられないのかな
rather sudden end, would you not agree? Yes, welcome back to the last time to the Topical Resort. What you just heard there was from the original Mega Man for the NES, that was Cutman, an absolutely classic track. Probably my favourite 8-bit soundtrack of all time, Mega Man 1. Love it, right next to Sonic 1 for the Master System. Although that's not including Kirby's Adventure and Mario Land, there's so many good 8-bit soundtracks. Gotta love a bit of chippy goodness. Before that was a Tropical Resort remix, and what I'm going to try and do on these off-topic episodes is the remix is going to be a Tropical Resort remix. However, there aren't really that many I haven't already played in some form, because there really aren't a lot in general. But that was the Super Smash Bros. Style remix of Tropical Resort. And before that, from Hatsune Miku Project Evo Arcade, that was Deep Sea Girl. But it is time for the end of the show. I know, right? It's sad. No one's crying. But that was rather fun. And next month, at the end of next month, we should have a, We should safely have an episode next month that is going to be off topic, and hopefully there'll be enough news. But with so many games releasing next month, we'll have plenty to talk about. We'll give you some reviews for Sonic Mania, and maybe a Yakuza review if I can scrape the money together. You know, all that good stuff. But as for now, we'll see what the chat has to say. Lost Impact wants more Shadow the Hedgehog remixes, to which I definitely agree. Rexy just announced something mid-show, which I'm not complaining about, because it's an awesome announcement, but it just threw me off guard a bit. Up next is Sega Mix Drive, with Rexy playing the best Sega remixes for 2 hours straight. And then after that, Rexy returns for Last Call, our premiere sort of show where we play random music for an hour, yeah. Where we make basically a well-known remix or a well-known artist in the community comes along and they put together a set list. But I like to call it the Random Music Show. So we got 3 hours of Rexy tonight. Hopefully you don't hate yourselves that I'm joking. But yes, get ready for that next. But Jamie's already flirting, that didn't take long. But anyway, I've been your host, Screamfire Parade. This has been the Topical Resort. Next week, I'm thinking a genre-related episode. So we take a look at a genre of Sega games, although I'm not entirely sure yet, that could be up to change, so stick around next Wednesday or Thursday when I post a blog post to be absolutely sure what is coming up on next episode. But as for now, I've been the Green Viper 8. Electric Boogaloo, flying high, feeling good, exactly. But as for now, I've been your host, the Green Viper 8. This has been the Topical Resort. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to leave you with a track from Sonic Runners. This is Power Ride, and as always, stay topical.
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.